Terribly Codependent with Gabriel and Christy.
Oh, look at us. We're back and we are back. How exciting is that?
Are we really back?
We're really back.
Okay.
We're trying a new thing. We've been fighting with some gumption and figuring out what we want to do, what we want to talk about. Really, we want to do this so that it's fun for us.
The problem is that I like to not plan it, and Gabe likes to plan it.
And that's a problem. I love a plan.
I love a good plan. See, I didn't think we were starting yet, because I thought we were going to take a minute to open all of our beverages, because I also have a seltzer I got to crack open. So I'm really sorry.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a cunt. I'm a real dickhead when it comes to that kind of shit. Right into the microphone.
Come on.
Christy's just making more work for me.
They'll feel like they're here.
Crack open a cold one, boys. We got drinks. We got season one of Grounded for Life. Donald Logue's greatest reprisal of his role of Quinn from Blade as a quote-unquote family man with a kids and a wife.
Quite an elaborate cover, I will say.
It's great. It's my favorite sequel show to a movie.
You might even say he gained like 20 pounds to make it happen.
You might even say he did zero cocaine for this role.
You might say that, yeah.
You might say he kicked hard drugs just so he could be the quote-unquote family man.
Is it Donald or Donald?
Donald Logue.
So it's like Donald, but without a D on the end.
Right.
So
it's Donald. Irish as fuck.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that was something I've been meaning to ask and just forgot to until now.
Yep, some stuff to,
But I'm a huge fan, yeah.
I love the guy. I love, everything he's ever been in, from, Blade 1 to Grounded for Life.
Yeah, those are my favorite things he's been in.
And that's, I think I round out the whole thing. I'm not even going to look up the IMDb. I'll let other people fucking prove me wrong with that shit.
Actually, I would. I am curious. I am going to look it up.
Oh, I got that that hot sauce and beer phlegm in my throat thing going on.
Mm.
That's perfect for radio. That's what every coach I've ever had when it came to voiceover told me, was that before you do voiceover, make sure you drank plenty of beer, not enough water, and some hot stuff. And if you can get dairy in there, that's even better.
Dude, then I'm so fucked because somebody in this room accidentally consumed dairy about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, fuck. Was it me?
No.
Oh, that's right. I purposefully consumed dairy.
Yeah.
We agree. My body probably doesn't agree with, but I just power through it.
I'm getting distracted looking at photos of him.
Because he's so handsome.
I don't know about that.
No, he's a classically handsome Irishman.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Who's the name of this guy?
Danny Trejo. Are you shitting me? You don't know Danny Trejo's face?
I know his face. I don't know his name. It's different.
That's almost worse.
He
is America's sweetheart.
No, he's not.
He is. Hillary Swank can suck a fuck. Danny Trejo is America's sweetheart.
All right. He's only 50. He has the same birthday as my dad.
Donald Logue does?
Yeah. He's 1 year younger, though.
Maybe Donald Logue's your actual dad.
Maybe, yeah. It's a sugar daddy.
You never know.
All right, so Blade, the Patriot, Ghost Rider. Who'd he play in Ghost Rider?
That is a good question. I have no idea who he played.
Did he play Nicolas Cage in Ghost Rider?
He did. He wore a Nicolas Cage mask and then acted as Nicolas Cage as the titular character of Ghost Rider.
I do remember him in an episode of Law and Order.
I don't.
Sons of Anarchy?
I could see that. That makes sense. He looks like a Sons of Anarchy type.
He was in a lot of TV. He's more of a TV face, it seems. Let's see. An episode of Monk. Nothing else, though, that I'm super excited about.
He's probably a cop in Monk, if I'm guessing.
Eh.
I think he's played a cop in a bunch of stuff. I think he was probably a cop in Law and Order.
I think you're right.
I think he plays a beat cop a lot of the time.
I don't know if he plays a beat cop. I actually think he plays a higher up. He might have been a reoccurring character, if I recall.
Sick. Good for him.
Yeah.
The other actors in this movie, or in this show, are... I don't know. I know the guy who plays his brother in the show plays the shithead cousin in The Departed, who helps Matt Damon... No. Leonardo DiCaprio sell drugs.
And oh, man. I forgot the dad in this show, though, is pretty good.
Who is he?
Richard Reheal? Reheal?
I'm about to yell at our cat. Boots! Get out of there. Yeah.
This one right here? How do you say that?
Oh, I don't know, but yeah, that guy looks like a human. He looks like a human walrus. I recognize that guy.
You're right about that.
The shit. If he were an animal, he'd be a walrus, no question.
He was in Office Space? Deuce Bigelow?
Yes!
Free Willy?
No, you had me at Office Space, though. I remember him in Office Space because he's the guy who gets in a terrible car accident.
I actually have never seen Office Space.
Oh, I keep forgetting that. We have to watch Office Space.
I feel like it is a movie I would like if I saw it.
It's by the guy who does King of the Hill and Beavis and Butthead. It's a Mike Judge movie.
Right, so what I'm...
You would love that movie.
You're coming at me right now like I am telling you I wouldn't like it. And I'm like, I feel like I would like it. You're like, no, you don't understand. You would fucking love it.
No, I'm coming at you like it blows my fucking mind that you haven't seen that movie. It's a classic. It's so funny. It has the best line.
You have misplaced aggression right now.
No, it's perfectly placed.
Then I need you to redirect back to the lost and found of your internals.
No goddamn way. It has the best line from Diedrich Bader. In anything I've ever seen Diedrich Bader in. The main character of the show goes, hey, has anybody ever told you maybe you've got a case of the Mondays? And Diedrich Bader has like this big mustache and a fucking mullet and everything. He's just like, what? No. Shit, no. No, in fact, you get your ass kicked for saying something like that where I work. And I love the way he just goes, no. Shit, no. It's the best line in the whole movie.
I can appreciate someone saying, like, shit, no. That's
shit,
for sure.
No. Case of the Mondays. Go fuck yourself. I'm so glad nobody's ever said that to me.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
It'd be the worst.
I had the thought the other day about how when people are like, oh, an office job? I could never have an office job. I need to be working really hard or on my feet all day. And then I realized... This was during a car ride. That if you're saying that, it's probably just because you don't actually have the credentials for an office job.
People who say that tend to be the people who didn't go to college, because that's literally all you need for an office job, like anywhere, is just an associate's degree in something.
Mm-hmm.
Just you can like it could be in women's studies or like liberation of men's studies. I don't know, some shit that like. Has no real world tangible thing outside of becoming a teacher of that thing you went to school for.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get your foot in the door of like any office job. And then anything beyond there is just like taking interest in other jobs within that office and learning those jobs.
Sorry, I'm just learning that the fat little kid, well, he's not fat, but he's chonky.
In the Goonies?
No, in this show, Grounded for Life. He plays Benny in Dora the Explorer.
The son?
Yeah, like the little like chunky kid that is up to no good.
Oh, the neighbor kid.
Is it the neighbor kid?
I think it's the neighbor kid, because the son's actually like a skinny kid. He's like a skinny, nerdy dork.
I'm talking about this kid here.
Yeah, I think that's a neighbor kid.
I don't think so. I think Brad's the neighbor kid.
We're gonna find out.
I'm gonna freak out if I'm wrong.
Oh, maybe there are three kids. I think he has three kids. I thought he only had two.
I don't know.
While we're on the subject of the show, getting ourselves back into there, though.
I do like the human walrus guy, though.
Oh, yeah. Real? I'm going to say his last name is pronounced Real.
Sure, why not?
Let's see.
Oh, you're talking about the walrus guy.
Yeah, the walrus guy. Okay, so this... So we're on season one, episode one. This show, if you want to follow along with us when we release this, we're watching episode one today. It's 23 minutes, but it's free on Amazon Prime with ads. So we're going to be pausing or muting the TV when the ads occur so that we can pause and talk shit at the same time.
Did you want to address some stuff before we get right into the ground?
I mean, if we're going to do topical right now, fucking DMX is going to die.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Did you hear what happened to him?
So, literally, you guys have been talking about it all day, and I have not looked it up or cared enough to ask.
Man, I listened to DMX so much in elementary school of all times, because my brother was really into hip hop when it was getting big in the 90s, you know, as a white boy in Bridgeton, Maine.
Oh, of course.
And, God,
your brother was hard as fuck.
He's a hard as fuck dude. He's a hardcore dude. He's a real ass dude. Mm-hmm. I must have listened to Rough Riders Anthem and Where the Hood At and X Go and Give It to You like a million times. And not only that, but not having once attempted to learn the lyrics of those songs. Because apparently, the very beginning of Where the Hood At is like the most homophobic and anti-gay shit I have ever heard. Don't get me wrong, still gonna keep listening to this song. It fucking slaps. It's so fucking good. But it's really funny how the first third of that song is him just being like, I hate gays, don't get them near me. If you fuck a dude, I won't shake a hand. And you're like, man, that's... this is the weirdest scruples I've ever heard from a human being in my entire life, let alone somebody who I just learned 30 minutes ago is a fucking deacon.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't know what the purpose of the song Where the Hood At is. Like, other than, like, I clearly got that part as well.
Maybe just looking for directions. Maybe just got out of jail.
Where the local Best Buy it.
Like, I'm guessing he doesn't have a car because he just got out of jail. And he needs a place to go, but he wants to make sure he's going to some place that feels like home to him. And he's probably in, like, Salt Lake City, Utah, because they probably moved him to, like, a penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, where do you need to, do you want us to call you a cab? And he's like, yeah, where the hood at? And then they're just like, 30 miles west that way. I'm like, you can go over there if you want. And he's like, all right, but no fags. And they're like, what the, how did you get there with that? You want to know where the hood at, and then you immediately went to no gays? You'll probably be fine where the hood's at, because pretty sure they hate gays too in the 90s.
I don't know why, but thinking about what if, like, Where the Hood At is a song about circumcision.
Good call. It's an anti-Jewish song. I didn't even think about
that. He's just offending everyone.
He hates the gays and he hates the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, where the hood, where the hood, where the hood at? And then he's talking about penises. But yeah. He has to clarify in the beginning of the song that it's not a gay thing.
Yeah, he's just really worried about this cause.
He's like, yo, man, I saw a lot of dicks in jail. And a lot of those dicks, you know, have foreskin. I thought that was weird.
I think it's important to always see the good in people. I don't know. I'm just saying, we got there. We found a direction in which he was trying to do something good.
And to get to round it back to the reason we talked about this in the first place is, you know who's not going to be able to clarify that for us? DMX, because that dude is gonna die.
Also, here's the thing, though, is even if he lived 81 plus more years, still wouldn't clarify it.
I mean, with Twitter, if he came back with full brain functionality, which he won't. He had, like, no brain function or no oxygen to his brain for, like, 30 minutes.
Right, we just talked about Where the Hood At. Continue.
Yeah, we saw. there's no way. Like, unless, like, a legit miracle. If he did, you know what? I will say this. If he came back with full brain functionality, talking completely, that would spark a little bit of me to go, holy shit, maybe there is, like, a something in the afterlife.
Like, some, that would be where you're like, maybe religion has some kind of basis.
Yeah, I wouldn't start going to church or anything, but I would no longer be in the realm of, like, God, get that God talk the fuck out of here, you idiot. You stupid, you fucking moron, you dumb piece of shit, you fucking one book reading, go to the same place every Sunday, cock sucking piece of bitch.
What else do we got for the folks?
I'd stop doing that stuff.
Right.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you needed me to change the subject.
No. I just thought, you know what, this could be a good opportunity.
I don't really have anything else for that. Everything else that I wrote down was from, like, 3 or 4 weeks
ago. Can you just list some of it so I can meet them?
Yeah, edited VMA performances. This was back when the Grammys happened, and I watched some of the clip of Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion doing WAP. And by that, I mean WAG.
They did not call it WAG.
No, but it should be. The edited version should have to be called WAG for wet and gushy. It should not be allowed to be called WAP. That's not anywhere in the song.
Man, I didn't even think about that.
It should have to change the title.
I mean, I'm good with WAG. WAG sounds fun. I mean, I hate the way that wet and gushy sounds, but I also love how bad it sounds.
It's awful.
And so I don't mind it.
My biggest problem is, like, if you're going to edit
the shit... Can I just say, I know whatever you're about to say is not going to be your biggest problem.
No, it's my biggest problem. Of all the problems I have. Student debt aside. My biggest problem with that situation, with performing an edited version of the song, is that they edited the edited version of the song.
Wait, what?
If you watch the Grammys performance, they took the wet and gushy version... And they still cut out a bunch of lyrics that are just, like, really on-the-nose metaphors or similes or just, like, really alluding to shit.
I mean, they shortened the song to combine it with Up. They didn't do the entirety of it.
She says, so the thing I'm remembering... Wow, our cat's going fucking nuts right now. The thing I'm remembering specifically is right at the beginning of the song, she goes, sit my kitty right on his face, swipe his nose like a credit card. It's like, none of that... censored at all. Heard every bit of it and went, I know 12-year-old me would go, kitty means vagina. Like, I would know. And then I'd be, like, asking friends at school, like, what's with the wiping the nose, the credit card? None of us? Okay. None of us is 69. None of us 12-year-olds have had another 12-year-old girl sit on our face. Not even a 13-year-old, like an experienced slut. Maybe a chubby girl who's really down on herself and she wants to get with a 12-year-old just to say she did. Nobody? All right. Well, none of us knew. So they do that, but they censor out her saying long and hard later, talking about a penis. Because apparently...
I will have to rewatch it because I don't believe you?
That's exactly what they do. Apparently, the only thing in the world that is long and hard are penises. Not broomstick handles.
Not your work day.
Not, baseball bats.
Not plutonium.
Not legs of certain chairs.
Not muscles.
Yeah.
None of it. Not shovels.
Like, I don't know anybody who's listening to WAG and hears sit my kitty on his face, swipe his nose like a credit card, and thinks, oh, that's adorable. They're just picking up their cats and just rubbing their cat on their face.
I could totally picture you, though, picking up the Fraj by the scruff of the neck and down here on his base and fucking swiping my face with him.
With his belly?
Yes.
Yeah, I would do that, but I wouldn't make a song about it.
Yes, you would. We made it, yes, you would.
No, you're right. You're right.
You're right.
But here's the thing. That wouldn't be the edited version of the song.
Right, that would be the original.
Yeah, the edited version would be how I'd say I'd sit my pussy right on her face, swipe her nose like a credit card, and then people would be like, vagina? And then I'd be like, no, just our cat.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a reverse edit.
Well, we covered that.
Yeah, we covered that. We got that.
What was the other stuff?
Bam Margera was fired from Jackass 4.
Well, nobody's shocked. Let's go on.
Zero people shocked. Bam Margera, turns out, couldn't stay sober. So that was weird.
Who the fuck?
That was a text from Kenny saying he might be chilling at our place tomorrow, because Spectrum is down statewide with no ETA.
Oh, shit.
Bummer. That fun noise you guys heard was the menu select noise from Final Fantasy VII.
Wait, so does that mean that our Wi-Fi will be fucked up?
No, because we have Comcast.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What's up? Bam Margera's contract said, stay sober, be in the movie. And then he was like, I'll try. And they were like, no.
They did request the impossible. If I could not be of sober mind on the Jackass set.
Right, but the difference is you and I have not destroyed our own lives with substances.
Some people might disagree. They might look at the other one of us and be like, man, they are ruining their life.
That person is fucking a waste of space.
Our exes would look at each other and be like, man, they're fucking up real bad.
That is true. I think every single one of my exes, if they met your ex and they found out that we, and like they got, the conversation was that you and I are married now,
mm-hmm.
that conversation would definitely not be like, good for them. I'm glad that they're actually, no, your queef of an ex-boyfriend would say that, but he wouldn't mean it.
I don't know. He would do whatever is the stupidest fucking dumbest fucking shit to do in that moment.
That's true. He would try to do whatever he thinks is going to win him points with whoever he's talking to at that moment.
That, and I also feel like he's the type of person to be like, she's doing that despite me.
She married him because he hates me.
Dude, she would just say yes to anyone that asked, other than when I kind of mentioned it.
I mean, we know that Facebook chat pretty much had that conversation where they're convinced that I would do anything to fucking, like, spite my ex.
Oh,
somehow.
Right.
I remember that alluding.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, he would do that. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? He's like, oh, he'd find happiness? Weird.
I just thought it was really cool to learn that you paid for my tits.
Yes, I forgot about
that. In an ideal world, that is how it would have went down.
Yeah, in an ideal world, I would make so much money that I'd be like, you want tits? I'll get you tits. You want tits every year? I'll get you tits every year.
What if this podcast just became a fucking series where we debunk all the rumors in that particular chat?
Yeah, what were some of the others? So the rumor number one is that I paid for your tits.
I'm just kidding. We don't have to.
It would be funny. It's funny, though.
It is very funny.
Rumor number one is that I paid for your tits, which couldn't be further from the truth. U.S. government paid for
those
tits.
I was just going to say that, yeah. Unemployment did.
What's up, bitch? I'm putting that into the economy. That's a stimulus
package. But at the same time, I invested in my brand because now that I am self-employed, having bigger tits, people aren't going to tip me. I will probably make more money with them as opposed to if I was
Ask me what percentage I tip to flat-chested biddies.
How much?
Fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Now, it's 20% across the board, but in my head I'm like, you're not getting this with gusto.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting 20% because I'm like, meh.
Dude, 19.
Ask me what percentage I tip for big titty bitties.
What?
That put that shit in my face all day.
Yeah, what's that?
Still 20%.
69.
Yeah, no, that's a lot. 20%, but way more enthusiastically.
You can't even take it to the fictional sexual place that I was trying to. You're like, oh, fuck no, that would hurt my wallet.
No, that's weird because it would hurt my wallet and it would hurt my wife's feelings.
Of course.
Tip 20% across the board, but the enthusiasm is there when the titties are big. Big city slams, boys.
No, baby.
What?
You're not supposed to hurt my feelings.
I don't. I try not to.
Okay. That's fair. We both try to do that.
So, Jackass 4 is going to be awesome. That's all I'm saying. I fucking love that movie.
I will watch it.
I'm gonna like it.
I've
never not liked a Jackass movie.
Yeah, same. Like, I never regret... Well, that's not true, because, like, the one... When Dave England, like, shits in dollhouses and whatnot, that's a little hard for me.
Oh, yeah, that one was rough.
But I'll still watch it, and I'll still do it.
Update. Kenny's internet's back.
Great. Great.
Yeah, Dave England shit... Hey, honestly... Just about anything going on with Dave England, I'm like, nah.
Count me out.
I liked Ryan Dunn a lot more than most of them, so that was a little bit of a bummer when he died.
I loved Ryan Dunn. He was probably my favorite.
I thought it was a bummer when he died, but then when I found out how he died, I was like, yeah, that's what happens.
So here's what happens with me. In my brain, when I'm a kid growing up in high school, Ryan Dunn was my favorite. And then I found out he died and I felt eh.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know him.
Because, like, how much am I going to allow myself to care about a person that does obviously intentionally harmful things?
Dude, if you're Twitter, you'll do that about anybody who you have heard of.
Dude, this is unrelated.
Yeah.
Can I have this thing for my legs?
Yeah, that's why it's in between us.
Could you push it toward me because my legs are broken?
I guess so.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, keep the conversation going.
I appreciate you very much. But I mean, that was my point, was that, I don't know, I didn't allow myself to develop these strong, strong feelings for anyone on Jackass because
they might die.
Yeah, but like Lady Gaga, you know, that's different. I would be very upset if she died because it would be unexpected.
Well, for another pop star example, I remember when I was in high school. I think it was in high school. When fucking Amy Winehouse died.
If we let this go for 5 more minutes, we're going to be talking about where we were on 9/11, and...
I've talked to you about this before. I am told I was in 7th grade for 9/11. I don't really remember it at all.
That's so hot.
Yep. My shit memory is awesome.
I love it.
Makes it real easy to gaslight me.
Nice.
Not anymore, though. I have a therapist now, and she tells me when I'm being gaslighted.
Fuck.
All right, so let's first of all, let's take our first break to tell our little babs who listen to this show that this episode is sponsored by Jay's Barbershop in Brunswick.
Brunswick.
Jay's Barbershop in Brunswick, Maine. Go there or
they have
or,
no idea they're lame. Sponsoring.
They're sponsoring because you work there.
True. I fully support this.
Yeah, you could pull that a little bit closer too if you want to.
You think so?
Yeah.
What if I'm loud?
Yeah, I mean, I'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jay's Barbershop.
Come get your haircut, nerds.
Come get your haircut, you fucking bitch.
You probably look so gross right now, and I'm the only person that can fix it.
COVID probably made you unfuckable, but Christy will help you get some puss.
Yeah, exactly.
Or dick.
Or,
But just don't tell DMX.
Maybe you just want to hold hands.
With somebody who isn't Christy.
Get some knuckles.
Or actually, you know what, I'll say this. If you want to hold hands with Christy, that's extra.
That's hard. Okay, well, yeah. I was just going to say that'd be hard to do and cut hair. I really like this picture.
You can hold glove. That is a cool picture.
Yeah, have you ever seen that one?
No, that's a good one.
There's a great screensaver on
right
now. I like
that screensaver. Point Reyes.
I wish we could get the tubes on our TV. Remember the tubes screensaver?
Ah, yeah, dude.
The colorful ones.
The Windows XP tubes.
Mm-hmm.
That is the shit. All right, here we go. First episode, Grounded for Life, is called Lily Be Good, where Sean desperately tries to make things right after he interrupts Lily and her new boyfriend, Brad, while they're making out in Brad's car.
Ooh.
Here we go. We're doing it. Oh, we got ads. What is it?
Fuck.
We gotta turn this down a little bit. I don't want this shit picking up. I'm gonna put it on like 10.
You're sure you don't want it picking up? Holy shit, this kid's so tiny.
Oh, he is so little.
Oh, I do think there are two sons.
Yeah. There's two sons and a daughter. That's right. And the daughter's the oldest one.
I do remember that the mom's name is Claudia, and I thought, that's a fucking sick name. I wish my name was Claudia.
You thought Claudia was a sick name?
I still think Claudia is a sick name. I wish Claudia, my name was Claudia.
What was the name of that chick who's huge in Hey Arnold that they make fun of? Big Bertha?
That's Big Patty.
Big Patty. Claudia could have been the name.
Fuck you.
Claudia's a Big Patty.
No way. Claudia sounds like a powerful witch.
That's fucking crazy. All right, so what you guys aren't seeing right now, because this is an audio-only podcast, is that the two sons are playing The Floor is Lava. Fucking classic kid game.
And should we just have the expectation that they could be just watching along right now?
That's a good expectation. You guys comment in right back to us after we post this episode, which you would prefer we do. This episode, we're going to go with the assumption that you're watching with us while we talk shit about this episode.
Also, guess what? I fully reserve to not give a shit about your feedback. So it's going to take a lot to impress me or steer me one way or another with how we should handle this Grounded for Life nonsense.
Oh, yeah. This is just like our post letting you know we're doing this to Grounded for Life, is that it's not a fucking poll.
Uncle Eddie is kind of like John Stamos in Full House, but like a way better version.
But like commits crime and
he's
isn't
like,
handsome.
It's like Uncle Jesse is Twizzlers and Uncle Eddie is Red Vines.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Like Uncle Jesse... Most men would fuck Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
Uncle Eddie. Most men in prison would fuck Uncle Eddie in prison. And DMX would hate that.
Yeah, DMX would hate it.
It would be his least favorite
boy,
thing ever.
He'd be rolling over in his hospital bed if he heard this.
I wish my fucking grandpa looked like this walrus.
Me too.
God damn.
I don't know. I got a pretty classic papa, though, I will say.
Honestly, I only got one grandpa. The other one just fucking... My mom was like, he sucks. And then, like, didn't see him. Saw him right before he died. That was what happened.
So, Donald's back. That's cool.
Yeah, Donald Logue. I mean, Quinn. They keep calling him Sean. But, as we already know, this is the sequel TV show to Blade.
Sorry, I'm listening to him. There's a singer?
I guess there's a singer named Teddy Pendergrass, which is why that laugh track laughed them. This is going to take a minute to get used to laugh track.
They have fucking dinner plans?
Yeah, why do you think she's just like such a fucking harlot?
I don't think she's dressed like a harlot. I think she's just dressed normal.
Correction. She's dressed like an early 2000s I'm about to get plowed out mom.
I will say, not very toned arms, Claudia.
Yeah, you can do some fucking curls, Claudia. Get in the gym. We're just kidding. We're not going to body shame you.
That's not body shame. That's just observation.
She looks pretty all right for three kids, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I gotta say, though, this is creating a thing within me, which is... So, there's body shaming, right? Where, like, say you call some out for being fat. But at the same time, people want to normalize the word fat and shit like that and have it be, like, not a negative word. And I just don't know what to do anymore.
They missed the boat. We made fat not a negative word back when it was P-H-A-T.
Right, yeah. They were like, we're not ready for this. Yeah. And then
they're like, I can't. That's a different word. Spelling is hard. I'm only 8.
Big yuck. They had no idea about Brad.
This show's doing a bunch of not saying that Brad's basically retarded.
Mm-hmm.
She just went back and forth like, wait, she likes Brad? And he's like, yeah, she likes Brad. He's like, you mean Brad? She made like a goofy face and shit. Like, Brad, that fucking dweeb, that half a tard.
I never grew up in a household or knew friends that had a family that would just go get a fucking bucket of chicken for dinner.
I never lived close enough to a bucket of chicken area.
That could be what it was as well.
I mean, in Augusta, you guys must have had a KFC.
Yeah, but we never went.
Closest KFC to us was 30-something minutes away in fucking Wyndham.
Is he walking over there under the assumption that's not his fucking daughter?
Yes.
Whoa!
Oh, no, he just saw it.
That sucks.
Oh, so does he even...
Dude, what's he going to do with that?
He throws the chicken.
That's pretty great. This show is better than I remembered.
That's a great move.
That is hilarious. How do you tell that story to your wife and then not expect her to laugh?
If you told me that you saw Brandon kissing crazy in our fucking driveway and that you got so mad that you threw a bucket of chicken, there's so many things that I would love about that. Because for one, do you have a bucket of chicken?
Yeah. I just keep one under the porch. It's a really old bucket of chicken.
Oh, they make out gross. He was all bottom lip there. That's not good make out. He got half chin on his own bottom lip.
Wait, how does that work?
So he was making out. Wow, those actors.
Oh,
TV
like,
actors doing
if you're
tongue,
like this.
Weird. Yeah,
and then
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good.
He was half making out with her chin. That's terrible form. That's a real grandpa move, teaching boys how to dig a hole.
Uncle Eddie has fantastic fashion.
He really does. He's
I stuck do in like the 70s. This grandpa. He sounds like he was in the wars, but not in a way that like severely impacted him.
He looks and sounds like he was in the... Let me rephrase this. He sounds like he was in the wars, but he looks and behaves. Like, if you called him out on it, he'd be like, yeah, they didn't let me in because I had turf toe.
I did accounting.
Yeah. You screwed the whole thing up by throwing chicken at the fucking... Yeah, Uncle Eddie.
Ayo, Bradley!
Ayo, Bradley!
Finner
I don't know,
knees.
Goatee that says that I fucking touch my son Brad. Maybe go back inside. Yeah. That dad has a Blue Lives Matter goatee.
He does.
That guy loves cops, but wasn't allowed
to be a
cop.
Oh my god, they're throwing chicken at him. I think he knows.
Did he have two buckets of chicken just to throw at them?
It's like he heard the news and ran out and bought some chicken.
Yeah, no, that guy prepared. He heard Sean Donnelly, Quinn from Blade, bought chicken, threw it at his own car, or maybe it was his kid's car.
Dude, he came home and was like, fucking Donald threw a bucket of chicken at me. He's like, oh, Quinn from Blade, you're lucky that's all he did.
He could have turned into a crisp and then bit you right in the neck.
Peacock.
That stance is fantastic. That's like a... musical theater, I'm angry at you stance.
Yeah, it
is. The point.
He's got a dorky ass haircut.
He does. He really, really does.
And by that, I mean, like, a lack thereof.
Did he Oh, he got him right in the face with a piece of chicken.
That's awesome.
That was a great throw.
Yeah, he didn't even describe the entire event.
Oh, shit. Redhead daughter. You know she's fucking crazy. And I don't mean, like, the fun, like, oh, redhead's in bed. I mean, like, she's probably a nightmare of a daughter.
I have never heard a rumor about redheads in bed.
You have never talked to idiot 16-year-old boys. That's all 16-year-old guys do is just talk about, like,
what? Hair colors and what they'd be like in bed?
Yes.
All right, so
what... You said that in disbelief. Legit how it goes.
What are brunettes in bed like?
Boring.
What are black-haired people in bed like?
Crazy. Like, they'll cut you because they're goth.
What are, like, blondes in bed like?
Stupid? Easy but dumb.
And redheads?
Just crazy. They'll rock your world, apparently.
Oh, my fucking God. I fucking hate teenage boys.
Yeah, teenage boys are the fucking worst, man.
Boys.
Can we go back real quick to the fucking neighbor dad having two buckets of chicken just on ready to go?
Look, this show, it goes quick.
I know, it's a sitcom, but like, that means his son came home and went, "Oh, sweet chicken," and he went, "No, that's for the neighbors."
Oh, he came in to get his backpack for whatever.
And now he's doing a really scary thing with his hand on his mouth. Sorry, part of me with the COVID sees the hand on the mouth, and I'm like, whoa, you can't put your hand on somebody else's mouth.
No. He's like chloroforming him.
With his fist. That's a great question, Gramps. Why is he manhandling the O'Keefe boy? I don't know where this takes place, by the way. It's an Irish neighborhood, apparently. So I'm guessing Boston. But it could also be the Midwest.
Dude, Grandpa raises a solid point. Should have been digging a hole.
Yeah.
She could have been digging a hole instead of getting hers filled, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? If I were a dad, I'd be the same way. I wouldn't know how to appropriately handle that situation.
I think you would too.
I would just make a kid panic, trying not to make a kid panic. And then Brandon would be Uncle Eddie being weird like this.
You would.
So you watch Oz? You know they stab people a lot,
good.
Right?
Commercial break. So much just happened.
Oh, thank God. Discover card, huh? Fuck you guys. I don't own a Discover card.
That's such a tiny, tall cake.
That's like a single person's tall cake. That's a sad purchase. You go to a grocery store and you buy that cake and they're going to
Unless you're buying several of them for several people or some bullshit.
Nah, dude. They see you, if you're an old man and you buy a single cake like that, they think you're buying that to have with your wife who died 6 years ago, but you make a price setting for her anyway.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You find out you're dying in a month. What are some of the things that you want to eat?
Your pussy.
Okay, so... Let's talk about things that most people can enjoy.
I like to think if a good enough friend of ours was dying in a month and they really wanted to eat your pussy, that we'd be cool about it.
I wish that facial expressions were picked up on this.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
I mean, only if it was to save their life, as we've discussed before.
Right. We've taken people off that list.
Yes.
Persons. We've taken persons off that list.
It gets edited constantly. For me, I just want to get a whole fucking cake and eat it with a spoon and not share it with a goddamn person.
Yeah, just like that scene from Matilda.
Essentially, but with flatware.
Yeah, not with your hands. Yeah. That's where I signed off on that scene.
Exactly.
When he starts going hand over fist with the fucking chocolate
Every
cake.
Day would be like the weekend we spent in the hotel for your birthday.
Hell
fucking
yeah.
Pint of gelato.
You would just make yourself feel worse for another month.
I would look the way that Mrs. Puff does when she blows up and is like, "Oh, SpongeBob.
Oh, SpongeBob.
Boots."
Oh, did you just get a boot?
I have
one. Nice. I've got a kimchi.
Is this toast blanket still on?
Yep.
It doesn't feel very warm.
Well, it's on.
There's something about this that doesn't feel very toast.
Well, normally you have the toast blanket and like six others. Okay, so he's bringing Lily down. Here's where we're going to see some shit.
Man, she's wearing a shirt over a shirt. Or...
I think she's a preteen. I think she's just getting tits. So she's probably uncomfortable about it.
No. I'm trying to figure out if that's one shirt or two shirts. Thought it was two, but now I'm thinking it could be one.
Oh, it could be one with like sewn in layers. like when guys would buy shirts that look like you're wearing a long sleeve and a short sleeve, but it's one shirt.
Yeah, we've all been to Walmart.
Yeah, that's such a fucking Walmart shirt. Just have a t-shirt over a long sleeve shirt.
Honestly, I'm feeling the worst for the mom in this show. They had dinner plans, and this is fucking putting them back.
Oh, she's gonna fuck him.
Her husband?
Yeah.
Of course, why not?
She's already dressed like that and dolled up. She's gonna get filled. That is the evening. That's her end goal right here, is I'm gonna get fucking piped out, and I don't give a shit how loud I am in front of my kids. That was a fucking good dig. She fucking got him good.
Yeah.
Suck on that dad with that teenage sass.
Dude, redheads are crazy in bed,
They're crazy, dude.
I've heard they're fucking nuts in the sack.
They will touch your wiener.
Yeah.
That is the extent of it. They're like, dude, they might put their mouth on it. They're so crazy. Did she just attack you?
Yeah.
What a bitch. What a fucking tiny hooker she is.
That was the scariest thing.
Boots is upset that you took her nice toast banty.
Holy shit, dude. That scared me so bad. So she was just making out with him for attention.
What? Oh, man. Oh, right. I remember this episode. Oh, I forgot. The daughter is upset. Lily's upset because her mom is a fucking hottie. Granted, she is dressed like a fucking Scarlet Hooker.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, who walks in across the middle of a goddamn hockey game? She does have her tits right out.
Yeah, but who gives a shit?
That kid's gonna jerk off to it. He's gonna abandon this hockey game and go fucking jerk it.
That kid's got blonde as fuck hair.
He did. He had the blonde highlights like Mark McGrath. Why is she dressed like she also goes to a high school?
She's dressed like she was just at the gym or some shit.
You know what? You know what, dude? I'll say it. Moms and spaghetti straps don't mix.
I disagree.
That's a weird... I think it's an age thing. It's a real I'm 40 and I shop at Forever 21 because I'm desperately holding on to my youth thing. If you have three kids...
If they're wearing, like, athleisure, like going to the gym or some bullshit... Well,
can you back up? What did you just say?
Athleisure.
No fucking way that's a real word.
Yeah, it is.
Fuck that word. Is it athletic wear or is it leisure wear?
It's both.
Fuck you, dude. That's ridiculous.
It's not my fault. I didn't enjoy saying it. I just called it what it is.
I don't acknowledge that that's a thing.
All right. Well,
it's athletic wear that people are lying. Well, everyone can.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm going to confirm right now that Gabe is a white man.
Yeah, I have privilege, and I'm gonna enjoy it while I have it. And I'll do my best to, you know, not be a dick about it. Yeah, the hot mom.
Is that really how a husband would react, though? They'd be like, oh, you're the hot one in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah, something. Like if we lived in like a fucking suburb like that. And there was some like complaint, like Gabe's wife is always wearing revealing clothing. I'd be like, yeah, because my slut wife has to slob my knob later, so she's got to at least make herself feel good by getting oogled.
Babby.
Yeah, I said it. Oh, they're in New York. Okay. All right. Nice. Oh, I forgot that they always put a mullet wig on them whenever they go in the past.
This probably contributes to why I think of it as like a John Stamos type.
Yep.
Oh, so this is just a flashback of him helping some fucking bitch back in the day?
Yeah, some hot mom back in the day.
That's a huge mole, dude.
That is a huge mole. Oh, she's foreign. She's like Italian or some shit. Ah, no, he's being yelled at now.
Lock the door.
Oh, yeah, don't lick the door. Don't lick the door. That's yuck. He could still bang a 60-year-old chick. She probably looks okay. She might look okay for 60. If she tans too much, she probably looks like fucking Robert Redford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's gotta be so frustrating to be a parent and like not like living it. Like, I'm not saying you should spank your kids.
Wait. Can I say something?
Yes.
It's gotta be so frustrating to be a parent and not always have a bucket of chicken for the tossing.
It must be.
Yeah.
You gotta have one on deck so you can huck chicken at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But also to know that, like, living in a time now where, like, zero martial law is okay. You can't mm-hmm. spank at all. Like, how do you teach the lesson of don't punch other kids in the face? What if you have, like, a sociopath kid? What, like, how do you parent the bully kid?
I don't know. It's a good ass
like,
question.
Like, granted, yeah, he may have become a bully because you hit him, but what if you have a naturally born bully? He just is one because you don't assert any authority. He just fucking walks all over you, and then he's a dickhead to everybody else.
I've had those exact same thoughts, and honestly, I have no idea what I'd do, which is why it's easier to not have him.
I think you start hitting him. Yeah, I think if you have a naturally...
I think you pelt them at a distance with an object.
Yep, you buy softballs.
Like pillows, or just soft things, a bag of oranges.
I went the wrong direction with softballs.
Why?
Because you were like, yeah, you pelt them with things. And I was like, yeah, hard objects that could do damage. And you're like, yeah, pillows, bananas, things that wouldn't do actual damage.
I don't know. I think softballs are fine. I mean, it literally has the word soft in it. Like a wiffle ball.
I think it's comparative. Hold on. Why does she look like a hooker?
I used to wear so many shirts that said princess growing up. Did you know that?
I'm not surprised. Not even a little bit am I surprised that
it was my favorite one. Why?
That's true. Being in high school and only making out. That's not news for anybody.
Yeah, that's true. It has to go further than that.
It's gotta be a handy or something. Even feeling up. What is second base for chicks, by the way? Is that just a guy touching your tits?
Yeah, I think so.
That's pretty lame that there's no reciprocated thing for second base. I mean, you could feel a guy up, I guess, if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Touch on his tits, he might like it.
Touch on his balls.
That's basically a hand job. That's stealing,
but like,
that's
still,
stealing third.
You can still feel someone up. I mean, you're still touching areas on that person's body that most people don't touch.
Yeah, but I mean, like... Fuck you. That would be good. Oh, yeah. The Cheeto dust thing would be gross.
Dude, it's the same color. Don't worry about
it. If it helps, no one will notice. Oh, yeah. No, that was real gross. Forgot that Brad's a wicked nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're horrified at what just happened.
I hate it.
I just
looked over.
You had a disgusted look on your face from seeing that. Can
also,
I touch your bra? I guess to a 16-year-old is a fully acceptable answer that you will strike on.
Oh yeah, for sure. I like the interior of that car. It's fucking nice.
It is dope. However, I guess to anybody in their late 20s, you might as well be saying no. That was us when we were trying to hook up in Boston.
When
we were starting to fuck in the hotel in Boston, I was like, I'm pretty sure those guys are looking in our window.
I don't think they would have thrown a bucket of chicken at us.
But
if anything,
what if
we should have had
did?
A tip jar out.
Honestly, if they did, though, that would be impressive because we were at least like 50 yards away.
That would have been very impressive.
That would have been a huck.
But also not as impressive because it's very easy to get a bucket of chicken in Boston.
Yep, that's true. That's true. Oh, wow, that is a bold thing to say.
Dude, I mean, it'd be like similar, Babby, if we had kids and you were talking to our daughter. You'd be like, yo, your mom was a fucking whale at your age. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, I'd be telling her that every day, though. I wouldn't, like, make that this thing I bring up when trying to console her for not making out with boys.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be like, as soon as she's 9 and starts being chubby because 9-year-olds, for some reason, are either, like, sticks and look like they aren't fed enough or they're kind of chubby.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be like, I don't feel good about my body. I'd be like, dude, you should have seen your mom. She was a fucking chonk. Yet another reason why we're not having kids, because I'd be a fucking obnoxious dad.
I mean, to be fair, it's kind of like, you'd just be that at generally most things.
Yeah.
Like, if you were a carpenter, man, I'd be a fucking obnoxious carpenter.
I am a, I'm
little
obnoxious.
Ass baby?
I'm obnoxious.
I'm obnoxious.
I'm obnoxious.
I love it.
How the fuck is Donald Logue gonna break up with Brad for his daughter right now?
Dude, does he still have Cheeto dust on his hands? Because that is fucking gross, bro.
He should run it through Donald Logue's lustrous mane.
That would be you.
What did he just say about his wife?
He thought that he was breaking up with him for his wife, not Lily. Brad did. And then you were like, I mean, fucking Donald was like, yo, you know that's my wife, right? And he's like, yeah.
What is this guy? Is this guy never...
This is accurate.
This is a weird ass commercial. I don't know what they're advertising.
You think that guy's vegan?
Yeah, for sure.
The last time I saw something like this was in The Game Changer, so I'm going to associate it.
Yeah, for sure. That absolutely makes sense. This is just reminding me of when we stayed at that hotel for my birthday.
I want to stay at a hotel with you every week.
I want to stay at a hotel again, but we should make a point to find out if they have streaming services in their hotel.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. I'm getting so excited thinking about staying at a hotel again.
Dude, the amount of commercials we saw that weekend were fucking unforgivable.
They were.
That hotel should not cost as much with how shitty their TV is.
Dude, they're digging a hole.
There's going to be rodents in there, dude. Or cats. What the fuck is he trying to catch a cat for?
Dude, I can't believe that Boots is coming back at me right now.
Dude, that's how she rolls. She's a fucking bitch, and then she comes back. Well, all right, that was fucking episode one. I'm all about it.
Episode one, nice conclusion. That was a good pilot. If I saw that pilot, I'd be like, okay, this has promise.
I keep watching this show. Whoa, the kid looks kind of like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
The little tiny kid?
No, the middle brother.
Yeah, he looks weird there. Like, his hair looks nothing like that in these early seasons.
Fuck yeah, we did it.
We did it. We did the first episode.
Boots, stop rubbing your dumb face on the microphone cord.
Fuck you, I won't do it. You know what I had the thought about the other day?
What?
It is fucking nuts that monk set himself on fire just to be on a Rage Against the Machine album cover.
It was a wild move, man.
Yeah.
It was crazy. He knew. He knew eventually that a rap rock band was gonna use that photo. He's like, this is, I heard that Buddhist monk's last words were in fact, guys, check this shit out. And then he fucking lit himself on fire. It was a real redneck move.
I just can't believe that. It's crazy. Oh, you would think that would be polar opposite most monk values, right? They'd be like, they wouldn't want to be on Rage Against the Machine's side. They'd be like, I'm an advocate for peace right now, and you're screaming into a microphone like a ding dong.
But he's raging against the machine, and they were also feeling rage against the machine.
Right. But here's the thing: is they're sitting just having a nice little standoff. He's killing in the name of
what standoff?
I don't know.
Are you imagining like a guy with six shooters being like, put him up?
No, you know,
and he's like, I got it. Gasoline match. And that guy's just standing there like, what?
Do you know what I'm picturing right now?
No.
Just that little girl being like, kill him.
Killing in the name of.
That's such a good video. I don't know what it's called, but if you find like tiny Filipino girls covering Rage Against the Machine, it's pretty fucking awesome.
And if you don't want to type that much, you could probably just write Little Girl Sings Rage Against the Machine.
I'm just telling you what to look for. Her dad's playing the guitar. It's great.
She is clearly from somewhere in the Polynesian Triangle. Her dad, kind of a little bit. No, I'm remembering this wrong. I was going to say looks like Rob Schneider in that movie where he played...
White chick.
No, 51st Dates, when he played the fucking Hawaiian guy. And it's fucking super offensive.
You mean Rob Schneider in Big Daddy?
Yes. Yeah. Almost the same character.
I'm just seeing that this has... Grounded for Life has 3.5 stars.
Oh, yeah. It's not a well-rated show.
That's very funny to me.
Yeah.
Should we finish Blade tonight?
Oh, we should definitely finish Blade tonight.
All right.
Absolutely, we should.
All right.
But more importantly, we should finish this episode of the show.
Right.
And I want to do that by reminding everybody that this episode was, and all future episodes, are brought to you by Jay's Barbershop in Brunswick, Maine.
Brunswick.
Brunswick, Maine, spelled B-R-U-N-S-W-I-C-K. Brunswick, Maine.
Spell S-U-C-K-M-E.
Spelled C-A-C-A-P-E-E-P-E-E.
I always picture it being K. K-A-K-A.
No.
Kaka.
No, kaka is C.
Kaka, I do not.
Kaka's with a C.
Kaka's not a real word.
Kaka is with a C. Write into us and let us know if kaka is with a K or kaka is with a C.
All right, but here's the thing is I only want those answers on physical pen and paper stamped and sent to us by mail.
Send all of your answers to Jay's Barbershop in Brunswick, Maine.
Brunsbitch.
Brunsbitch, Maine. Just look up Jay's Barbershop on Google and get the address and mail in your answers to that.
Yep, and then address them
To Christy
Razor Slash
to Razor Big Tits Slash.
Yep. They'll be like, I think there's some mail here for you.
Yep. And yeah, don't forget to book your fucking haircuts, you mooks.
Yeah, don't forget to rate and review us, follow us on all the things, and you know.
No joke, rating and reviewing us does help. Spread the word with your mouths, but preferably spread the word on your social media so that other people can listen to us. Babylon about shit.
Yeah, and don't forget to kiss your dad passionately on the mouth every night before bed and stay healthy.
Yeah, because he loves you very much, so he deserves your passionate kiss on the mouth.
Yeah, even your stepdad.
All right, so I'm gonna go kiss my dad on the mouth, and then you go kiss your dad on the mouth, and I'm gonna kiss your dad on the mouth.
Yep.
And then you kiss my dad on the mouth.
Yep. I'm gonna kiss Brandon's dad on the mouth.
Brandon's dad is alive, so yep, that's doable.
Yeah.
I had to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure, but yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.